Open windows, August the 15th, called unto the fellowship of his Son. God, who has called you into the fellowship with his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. This is an age of cheapness, getting it as cheaply and as quickly as you can, with just as little cost and tiresomeness. Get it quickly. Get it easily. That thought governs the whole world system. Everything is now aligned to getting it done easily and getting it done quickly. It is that way in your kitchen, your scurrying, your household affairs, and in every other realm. What is true in the secular has now become very largely true in the spiritual. The standards have been terribly lowered. Bigness has been substituted for greatness. Greatness, the true meaning of the word, is no longer considered. Oh, how we hear, big, oh yes, the bigger. Then assuredly that is the most successful. But this is absolutely contrary to the Bible, to the gospel. It is like that. Ease and easiness, lightness, glamorousness, excitement, emotion. This is the order of our day. This hurrying that we are speaking of comes so largely into Christianity. And the result is that we have quite a poor type of Christian. I'm very glad that there is a manifest outreach, especially on the part of young people, for reality. They are tired and sick of unreality. That is a very good thing indeed, if only they find reality, and do not go in for the substitutes that are totally being retailed so lavishly. The substitutes which seem to be real, but are just an illusion. While we are going to be joyful in the Lord, sometimes there is a large gap between being happy and joyful. Happy depends on hap. Joy depends on whatever happens. There is a need of a recovery or reappraisal of the true nature of that into which we have come when we have come into Christ. Paul opens a window and just gives us a glimpse in that letter to the Philippians when he says, "Who existing in the form of God," oh, a long way back before anything else was, "this one to whom we have come." We have not come into some very small, light, frivolous thing. However joyfully we may sing our choruses and so on, remember, this is no cheap thing. This is no small thing. This is no easy thing. This is a thing which embraces the universe, and we are called into that fellowship. I pray that you may have a new glimpse of the wonder of the one whom you love and whom you call Saviour and Lord.